And now a bit about coffee. That's the sound of beans coming out of the roaster at Lighthouse Coffee in Seattle's Finney Ridge neighborhood. Eric Anderson has been roasting beans there for 17 years. He knows the beans are done when they start to crackle, kind of like Rice Krispies. Close by, burlap sacks are piled high against the wall. They're full of green coffee beans, stamped like passports. Peru, Mexico, Ethiopia, Sumatra, Kenya. The price of these bags goes up every year, and this year, from what we can tell, looks like an up year, a very up year. Ed Liebrich is the owner of Lighthouse Coffee Roasters. He keeps a close eye on the world's coffee-growing regions, and in recent weeks, when he saw that Brazil is going through a serious drought, he had this response.
Well, gosh, it's going to be a little more expensive to do business here in the near future.
This summer, roasters, coffee shops, and customers may be paying more for their coffee. For more on the why and the how, we're taking a trip up the supply chain. Craig Holt is the founder of Atlas Coffee Importers, a Seattle-based company that imports green coffee beans from all over the world. When we spoke this morning, I asked him what's happening in Brazil right now and why does it matter?
Well, basically, we're just at a point where normally the beans are developing. They're heading toward the harvest. You know, you've got coffee cherry on the trees. It needs water to thrive and develop. You're not getting that water. So there is a risk that you could see a greatly reduced crop. And they're talking, you know, in terms of like 10 million bag crop reduction.
Put that into perspective.
Yeah. The perspective is the global crop is usually about, let's say, 120 million bags. Brazil can produce up to 60 million of those bags.
So half of it.
Yeah. Up to half on a, you know, on a really productive year. So when you start talking about 10 million bags out of the market, that has a huge effect.
When are we going to know the effect of the Brazilian drought?
Really in the next few months, once we actually start to see the harvest come in and we start getting real numbers in warehouses in Brazil. Right now, it's a lot of speculation. People don't really know how bad it's going to be. They've started to get some rain. It's still not enough. So there's a lot of uncertainty still. But that uncertainty about what's going to happen in Brazil has been like a spark on the speculative tinderbox for the commodity globally.
So people are betting on bad news for the coffee crop.
Basically, yeah. Coffee's a really neurotic business, and there's so much money in it that it ends up being like a very small car with a very big motor.
So how does this affect roasters and retailers when the commodities market is all shucking up?
Most of the guys that we sell to the specialty roasters and retailers around town, well, around all over North America. And what happens is that they buy their coffee based on that commodity price. Now, that commodity price isn't the entire price they pay. That's just the baseline. And then depending on the quality you're buying, the region that you're buying from, the country you're buying from, you're going to pay a premium that reflects the quality and availability of that specific coffee. But everything is pinned first to that commodity level, and everything else you pay is on top of that. So now your price has gone up 50, 60 cents in the last few weeks.
Okay, Craig, but what's that mean for me and my cup of coffee?
Excellent question. What it means is that a lot of people will probably end up having to raise their prices to reflect the higher, you know, coffee price. At the same time, you know, people, when the market ran up to over $3 a pound a few years ago, a lot of people raised their prices to reflect that jump as well. Not everybody has followed the market all the way back down in terms of their retail price. There's a fair amount of slush in there where people can still get by without having to dramatically raise the price of a cup of coffee.
So there's a problem with coffee in Brazil, but I drink Sumatran coffee. I'm still not clear on why the price of my coffee is going to go up if the problem is in Brazil.
Everybody buys basis the commodity level. Everybody likes to talk about buying specialty coffees, you know, divorced from the C market. Internationally, we use that commodity level as the basis for our price, and we talk about the price in terms of a differential, and that means the difference between the premium we're paying and the market level itself. Everything is pinned to that regardless of where it's from. That is the expression of the macroeconomic supply and demand pressure on coffee as a commodity globally.
Well, if the prices do go up, this sounds like it's bad for the coffee business, is it?
No, not necessarily. The prices that we've been living with for the last few years, down around a dollar a pound basis price, that's really, really bad for the coffee growers. That is below the point of inflection for somebody trying to make a living growing coffee. When that happens, they end up ripping out their coffee plants and planting orange trees and macnut trees and, you know, no offense to, you know, orange juice, but I prefer coffee in the morning.
So how are local buyers responding? We're a big coffee town here in Seattle. What's happening here?
We're not just a big coffee town here. We're a great coffee town. And so the people that are buying coffee from us are much more concerned about making sure they get the right quality of coffee than they are, you know, moaning about the price going up.
What do you tell them when people wonder how this is going to affect the quality of the coffee they get?
Well, the good news is that people are not just buying, you know, commercial grade Brazils around here. They're buying really high-end coffees from all over the world. And hopefully what it means is that producers are, you know, very happy to sell their best products into the market right now and receive a good price for it. So it should not have any kind of negative effect on the qualities that we're seeing in the near term.
What have you heard from growers?
What I've heard from growers is it's about time the market went up, and would you like to buy some coffee?
Craig Holt, founder of the Atlas Coffee Importers, a Seattle-based trading house that connects small-volume independent growers with high-end niche market roasters. They serve Victrola and other roasters around the Puget Sound region. With David Hyde, I'm Ross Reynolds. You are listening to The Record on KUOW.